So New Zealand play England tonight at Lord's in the Cricket World Cup final. And it is a pleasure to have the pre-match services of one of the truly great players of the game. He captained England. He made 108 tests and 36 ODI appearances. He's on everyone's list of the best opening batsmen of all time. And he's been a prominent commentator since. Geoffrey Boycott, good morning.
Well, good evening here, but yes, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too, and thank you for it. Neither England nor New Zealand's ever won the World Cup, so there'll be a new champion. That's exciting in itself, Geoffrey.
Well, I think that's nice. You're right. Before the tournament started, I felt England were the best team. I don't say that because I'm English. I mean, the last 2 years they've been playing great cricket. They've been winning nearly all their series. They've been number one in the world. They were favourites, and I thought, as an all-round team, they were pretty good and they should win. But as we know, favourites don't always win, and my second team, I wanted New Zealand to win. No, I did. I wrote it in, I write for the Daily Telegraph. I wanted them to win because I'm a huge admirer, because I like Brendan McCullum's attitude when he was your captain. No sledging, respect for everyone. Just play cricket and do your thing, and individually and collectively as a team, and don't do anything that hurts the game of cricket. Don't get involved in stuff that too much of it goes on now. And I like that. You play hard, yes, play fair, but try and win. But you don't need all the other stuff. So I like that. Now, I hoped if we didn't win it, you would. So I'm a winner tomorrow. So watch the game and enjoy it. And like everybody, you pull for your own country. But I'm an admirer of New Zealand, so I'll be quite happy if they happen to win.
Yeah, you toured here a few times. What is the mood in England ahead of the final? Is it pure expectation, or is there caution as well, do you think?
Well, there's always caution in a two-horse race. As I said, I think we're slightly better than New Zealand, man for man as a team, how they've played this tournament. For instance, you're one of your best batsmen. He's a terrific player, Martin Guptill. He can't get a run, poor lad. Mm. We've all been in that sort of form, and where things go wrong, you get an inside edge, you're out, the umpire gives you out, maybe it isn't out, but he gives you out. And once you get down there, it's difficult to get out. So you miss him, your other opening batsman's not making runs. You've swapped one and played another, and he's still not making runs. So, yeah, it hurts a team like that. You're very good bowling, but your batting is depends a lot on number three and four. And as a team, England looks slightly better. I think if you played 10 times at Lord's, England would win 8, you'd win the other 2. And don't think I'm being disrespectful. I'm not. I'm trying to be honest. And it's the fact that in a two-horse race, in a one-off match, it might be the 2 wins that count. You know, New Zealand exactly. Might do it. And that's the thing. You can't be sure in a two-horse race.
The pitch could be a little slower at Lord's. Geoffrey, is this likely to play into New Zealand's favour? How do you see the pitch playing a role?
Well, a lot depends on what the groundsman produces, but the weather last few days has surprisingly been quite good, because I'm sure all your listeners have been watching the various World Cup matches, and there has been rain around. June normally is our driest month. I'm not saying we get the most sunshine then, but it's our driest month. That's why they picked June for the World Cup. I was talking to Dave Richardson about that, who was retiring at the end of the World Cup. He's been the chief exec for about 15 years, and then it's rained a lot here, more than we've had for years. But the last few days of July has been very dry, a lot of sunshine, so there's really no excuse why it shouldn't be a belter at Lord's.
Okay. The question of who will bat first and who will field first, do you have any opinions about that, because all the pundits are talking about it in the media?
Well, first of all, I said there's a lot of talk about fielding first in England, because if you go back a few years when covering wasn't as good and the preparation of pitches, look, everything gets better. Look at the bats. The bats are bigger and hit the ball further now. Then it was a good idea in the first hour of play that there'd be a little bit of moisture, a bit in the pitch, and maybe you could knock 2 or 3 over and get into a batting side. But for the last few years, they've been absolute belters. You just look at the scores that England and the teams we've been playing in England, not just this World Cup, but previous 2 or 3 years, they've been higher than ever. Big totals, huge totals. 300, you couldn't guarantee that you're going to win with 300. There have been some big ones, let me tell you, on some of the grounds. So Me, if the pitch is good and the weather's all right, I bat, put runs on the board. I know that's a problem for New Zealand, as I've said. Your openers are not doing the job. You've got to cross your fingers and hope Martin Guptill can play well.
Yeah.
And that's a really tough ask when, I say, your confidence is a bit low, things are going against you, you're in a trough. It's damn difficult to come out on the bigger case. I hope he does. He's a nice lad and you have a good team. But he's had a dreadful World Cup, the lad. So I hope he gets a bit of luck.
Yeah, he's...
I would bat first. I'd put scores on the board. Do you know, in, I think, 20 matches of this World Cup, only once has a team batting second made over 300 to win.
Mm.
I'll say that again. Over 300 to win. And that was Bangladesh against West Indies at Somerset.
Yeah, that is telling. And there is the psychological pressure on a team chasing a huge title and the ability of the opposing
Correct.
Captain
to contain
them.
And the World Cup final, hell, if I cock up, you know, we're going to lose the final. I know all that's in your head. It shouldn't be, but it is. We're human beings. We're not automatons. We're not machines. We're human beings. We think. And it's the thinking that gets us to play well. It's the thinking that gets us to do daft things.
Speaking of being in the head, just finally, how on earth do you control? You've been in these situations. How on earth do you control and settle the nerves? And at a time like this, it must be really difficult.
Well, I believe nerves is vital and important. I hope all your players have nerves. The thing that's different between the quality players is they control those nerves. If you're nervous, I've always believed that's a natural emotion, that you care. You want to win. You're up for the challenge. It's a big game. And then you've got to channel them so that you play well. That's what the great players do. And the players that are not so good, they bottle it, they fail, they can't perform their best because they let the nerves get on top of them. And that is the difference. Channel them or let it get on top of you. But definitely have them. I've made a lot of great players in my time. Talk to them on the field, off the field. They've all got nerves, let me tell you. They only look as if they haven't got nerves.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time. That's the.
I hope you do well. I hope it's a good game.
I hope it's the two
you're
times
a good team
out of 10.
And you're good sportsman.
Bless, thank you. Geoffrey Boycott on Sunday morning.